Well, it can often seem like kids and seniors are two solitudes defined by easy stereotypes. One generation rolling on skateboards, plugged into their headphones, the other plugged into hearing aids and pushing a walker. But on Saturday, communities across this country are calling on the young and the elderly to reach across the generation gap with even the simplest gesture. More than 90 communities are proclaiming June the 1st as Intergenerational Day. Sharon McKenzie is the driving force behind the effort to encourage the young and the old to reconnect. She is the founder of the I2I Intergenerational Society, and she joins me now for more. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for that great introduction.
Oh, well, can you tell us more? What is Intergenerational Day?
Well, it's a day that actually was created, and it's interesting because the island has a bit of a piece in this. 4 years ago, I was working with five teen communities across Canada, including one in Campbell River, and the other right across the coast, or right across the country, and St. John's, Newfoundland. And we were working on elder abuse awareness initiative and looking at projects to help bring greater awareness within communities and having teens be part of that. And one of the things that the kids in St. John's and I, when we were discussing, realized is that prevention is really the most important thing. And by teens and younger people getting to know older people, it does break down the stereotypes, as you mentioned, and it does make for a better understanding of some of the issues of ageism. So we decided that we would create a day where we would focus on how positive this could be, how rich these relationships can be, and we called it Intergenerational Day Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And so last year we had seven cities, Calgary and six in BC, and this year we have, as of last night, 93 communities across Canada in every province and territory except for Nunavut, and they are all making this step to proclaim Intergenerational Day Canada on June 1st. And as you mentioned, very small things that you have to do, just turn and reach across that generational bridge and shake someone's hand, smile at them. Start it somehow.
Now, this grew out of your experience as a teacher in the Meadows School in Coldstream. Can you tell us about the research that was done on that? What did the results of that study show about the benefits or lack of benefits from connecting the young and the elderly in this way?
Well, you know, I'm going to start with your last comment. There's absolutely no lack of benefits. Mm. It's unbelievable. The Meadow School project was a project I started about 10 years ago in Coldstream in the Vernon School District, and we ran it for 8 years. And basically what I did was I moved my intermediate class, into a makeshift classroom in a senior care facility, and we actually moved in for 2 full months.
Mm.
And I went there thinking that we would break down stereotypes. What I walked away with, and as you mentioned, the research, which was done by the UVic Center on Aging, was unbelievable. The health benefits, the emotional benefits, educational benefits, you know, putting things that the kids were learning in those grade levels into context because of discussions with the seniors. So from that, we have a very strong core of anecdotal and testimonial type of research. And also, I mean, just numbers alone, how many kids show up when they know that they're going to have that opportunity to meet with seniors, how many senior people come to events when they know that there's going to be kids there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, you know, it was just sort of a win-win situation all the way around. And that project actually right now has been entered into a international competition on a new catchphrase called intergenerational solidarity. They're looking for innovative projects. And we'll find out within the next week or not whether we're in the top 10. And if that Meadows project that started here in British Columbia and is currently running in Williams Lake, which is where I'm at right now celebrating with them, if that particular project is chosen within the top 10, we'll be presenting in Istanbul in October to world leaders. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe it's an obvious question, Sharon, but why do you think there are so many benefits? And as you say, essentially no downfall or no lack of benefits. What's the advantage in this? As I say, maybe it's obvious, but I wonder if you could put your finger on it for us. Why is it such a good thing for the young people and the seniors involved just to come together and talk or interact?
Well, you know, I think that it's so obvious that we don't recognize it for the power that it has. And for sure, this is not a new idea. I mean, Canada and probably every country in the world was developed because of intergenerational relations being strong, where either families or communities pitched mm-hmm. in and worked together right through the, you know, across generations. And I don't know whether it's been the scientific orientation our society has taken, looking to the eye of efficiency, where we've separated senior people into senior residences, and we've put kids, primary kids in primary schools, and high school kids in high schools, and the work people in the workplace. And we don't have a lot of crossing over of those generations, either in their daily activities or, you know, just their social activities. And so I think that the benefits have always been there. And what's happened now is we've forgotten how rich that can be. Mm-hmm. And I think that Intergenerational Day Canada is really meant as an awareness to bring back that whole idea. I mean, you know, I try really hard to stay connected to my family. I have three kids who have three partners and a grandchild, and I really have to work at that to remember that I've got to give them a call, or jeepers, I haven't talked to them for a week or whatever. And I think that no matter how busy our lives are, we could always make sure that we had a phone number plugged into our cell phone contacts of, you know, Aunt Martha or, you know, our kid sister or whatever, that we could just say, let's just take a moment and make that connection and find out how they're doing.
So you've got a lot of official events. It's now in 93 cities, I think you said. What would you recommend for people who either aren't in one of those communities or aren't taking part officially, who might want to take those baby steps, as you call them, and do something just in and of their own volition to connect with an older or a younger generation?
Well, just reaching out, smiling, you know, smiling at a skateboarder, stopping and calling some kind of congratulatory note or comment out to a young person that you see do something that's fine, holding a door open for someone. It can be very small. I mean, the baby steps ones that our society is really trying to put forward are more organized kinds of things, which we say there's three rules: keep it easy, keep it fun, and make sure everybody is involved from the very planning stages to the celebration of your event. People could go to our website at www.intergenerational.ca, and we have some really excellent resources there that will give you ideas to start very, very small and or to move up into an immersion kind of situation like Meadow School Project was. So any small step makes a difference.
Sharon, thanks for joining us this morning. Nice to talk to you.
It was excellent to talk to you, and thank you so very much for this. Thank you.
Sharon McKenzie is Executive Director of the I2I Intergenerational Society of Canada, intergenerational.ca.